Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the inyan of music, and we'll try to narrow it in on music during the 3 weeks, although probably we'll find in the end that music during the 3 weeks and music during the 12 months is something which is a very similar din, although not halacha or maisa. So let's take a look. Hopefully you saw the Mishnah Maseches Sota, which is the beginning of this discussion, where it's the Mishnah starts off, it says, it's on Memches and Aleph, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, Batal Hashir Mibes Hamishtaos. And then it says that, where do we learn this from? And Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So it says, you're not allowed to have song while doing what? While drinking wine. So, specifically, the Mishnah is asering what? Wine? No, I'm saying, what do you mean?
No, I'm saying just small wine, not wine.
Right, and what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Batal Hashir, Mibeis HaMishtos. That there's not allowed to have any singing in the Beis HaMishteh. So it sounds like everywhere else it's okay. Right? So you're allowed to have singing anywhere you want, except if it's in the midst of a party. I guess all the parties are going to become very, very boring. Not going to have any singing at the party. But outside the parties, if you want to sing, you can sing. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah in Maseches Sota. And then you have the Gemara in Maseches Gittin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that elaborates a little more. And we pointed out that this Gemara is just bringing in some random dinim from Marukva because of the sugya of Sirtut, of engraving the line underneath where you're writing it, and specifically to be mechabe the psukim. So it starts off as a sholchu leila marukva. They ask the following question of marukva: zamra minolon de osir. From where do we know that singing is osir? And if you look in Rashi over there, Rashi says zamra l'shorer beveis hamishtaos, exactly like the Mishnah in Sota, right? How do we know that singing in a Beis HaMishteh is Aser? And he quotes a different Pasuk. It says, Sirtet v'kasav luhu. So he wrote down the following Pasuk after doing Sirtut. Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. So he says that you're not allowed to rejoice. I don't know exactly the proper explanation here, but it says similar to the way the non-Jews rejoice. I'm translating it similar to the Me'iri. Right? So you're not allowed to rejoice the way the non-Jews rejoice. Or you could say that Lashon Be'anim refers to when you're among the nations. Either way, he's saying that you're not allowed to have that level of simcha. So they ask the kasha of Elishlech Umehacha, why not quote the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes? Why does he have to invent a new din from a new pasuk? So he says, Mehacha b'shir lo yishdu yayin, yemar sheikha l'shosav, right? One should not drink wine with song, and his beer should become bitter to those who drink it. So he answers, no. I would have thought that's only referring to singing that is accompanied by instruments. Aval de puma shari, but singing only with your mouth, that's permissible. Kamash malon, that even that is forbidden. So we have from the Gemara in Gittin is that singing is also usher, not just playing instruments. We didn't have that chiluk in the Mishnah, and now Mar Ukva is expanding it a little bit. So first of all, what have we just asered? Let's just summarize very briefly. What have we just asered?
Singing
with accompanying instruments, and what else?
Singing
by yourself, without any instruments. So when is this asered? It's seemingly all of it's only usher in a Beis HaMishteh. Right? I don't know if you have Rashi. Rashi only has one line on the whole sugya. This whole tiny sugya. Rashi just says, Zamra l'shorah b'Beis HaMishtos. Right? So he says, that's the only thing that's teaching us anything. You would have thought that it's usher to play instruments, kamash malon, that it's even usher to sing with your mouth in a Beis HaMishteh. So what could come from this Gemara, if you learn like Rashi, is that really singing with instruments and singing with your mouth is completely mutter everywhere else. However, in the Beis HaMishteh, you're not allowed to sing with instruments, and you're not allowed to sing with your mouth, and that's it. So that's what you could say. So take a look in Tosfos, or if you saw the, you guys get a chance to see the Tosfos? Okay, good. So Tosfos here says Zama Menolan da Aser Pirish Bakuntris Lishor Beis Hamishdalos V'chein Mashma, and this is the simple implication. Midika Amar V'lishlach Le Mehacha B'Shir Lo Yishdu Yayin. Right. In other words, it sounds true because they say, why not quote the following pasuk? B'Shir Lo Yishdu Yayin. When do you drink wine? Generally, a person not walking down the street with a flask of wine in his hand. Those people we refer to as alcoholics, right? So therefore, it sounds like when are you drinking wine? At a party, at a mishteh. And therefore, when they ask the question, why not quote the following pasuk, b'shir lo yishtu yayin, that's talking about b'beis hamishteh. So that's where Rashi got the idea that the whole question that was asked of Marukva is, how do you know that you're not allowed to sing in a b'beis hamishteh? Because otherwise, the follow-up question doesn't make any sense. Why did they ask him, why not quote the following pasuk, b'shir lo yishtu yayin? So the answer should be what? I'll tell you why I didn't quote that pasuk, because I'm not talking about singing in other locations. I'm only talking about singing in other locations. I'm not talking about singing in a Beis HaMishteh. That's what I would have answered if I was Marukva, but he didn't answer that. He answered that I'm trying to show you two levels of singing that's aser. Level number one, that you're not allowed to sing with instruments, and level number two, you're not allowed to sing with your mouth. So seemingly all of it is in the Beis HaMishteh. Otherwise, he would have explained it differently. And then he says, "Perek Basri the Sota." We have the Mishnah in Sota. Tanan Mishabat LaSanedrin Batal Shir BeBeis Hamishtal Shenemar BeShir Lo Yishtu Yayin VeRoi LaHachmir BeChayotze. Right, and this is the proper chumrah to take on in all similar situations. Dahu BeYerushalmi, Dahavet Koyim VeDamech BeZamer Shemis Anig BeYoser. Right, and similar to this case is a case where there were people like. People of royalty, that they would get up in the morning and they would go to sleep at night, and they would have everything that they would do would be accompanied by music, right? And that would be a case of that they were misanig biyoser. They couldn't live their lives without getting the geschmack of music. They were royalty, so they, you know, like I don't know, when I was a kid, there was a certain movie, I won't mention it by name. But where there was Eddie Murphy was a prince from some African country, and he couldn't go anywhere. He wasn't allowed to walk unless they threw rose petals at his feet while he walked. That was the Minhag HaMedina. So everywhere he walked, they would play instruments and they would throw rose petals at his feet, and it would be a simcha shel mitzvah for him just to get up and walk somewhere. Right? He was the prince. So too, the royal families, they didn't want to get up in the morning and just go about their business. They had to have musical accompaniment for everything that they did. And they were misanig biyoser from this music. They really got such a geschmack out of the whole thing that for them, it would be a problem. So that seems to be what Tosfos is getting at here. I mean, not what he's getting at, this is what he says. Tosfos says that all similar situations, one should be machmir. What's a similar situation? Right? If any type of simcha that's going to put you over the top, meaning singing bepeh at a party with wine, you know, let's say you could think of sitting in a bunch of, you know, people sitting in a bar on a street corner singing Irish drinking songs. You know, and they're all like falling all over each other, saying, I love you, man, I love you, man. And they're all, you know, experiencing what they would refer to as simcha, right? So, but that's a case where the misanig biyoser, it's an event, it's some type of a special feeling to it that's more than just, you know, listening to the radio for background music in your car, right? So that's what Tosfos is saying. It's kedai to be machmir for all similar cases like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has this idea that there were those people who got a tremendous geschmack out of their music, and they couldn't really live their lives without it because they enjoyed it so much, it seems. So therefore, the Tosfos recommends being machmir for this, all things similar to what Rashi is alluding to in this sugya, which means being misanig biyoser even with shira bepeh. And then he just throws in an important halacha at the end: the shir shel mitzvah shari. But a shir shel mitzvah, if you're having a sudas mitzvah and you want to have shiras for sishbachos, So then that would be permissible. Yes?
Even though we just said that all these halachas are mainly parties.
So are mainly what?
All these halachas about singing are mainly parties.
What do you mean parties?
Just the
party
missed that, but they
themselves.
Oh, okay. So
it's
still like a wedding.
Oh, he said
pardes.
Oh, okay, parties. Okay, sorry about that.
But then also the parties.
So if you have a simcha shel mitzvah, then it's, then Tosa says that it's mutter.
So it's like other kind of parties.
Well, we'll see. Rav Moshe in his original tshuva about music, he's misupik what to do. Let's say you're having a banquet or what we call nowadays a dinner. He writes bankvets, right? At banquets. So he says, let's say you're having a dinner for a particular tzedakah. So he's a little bit misupik. He's not sure. Let me see if I can pull up the Lashon of Rav Moshe. So he writes, Aval ha-bankvets, she'osin l'tzorich tzedakah. Right? He says, let's say you have a dinner. I don't know. Let's say the Chai Lifeline dinner. Chai Lifeline is a very worthy tzedakah. And they have a tremendous dinner that with, you know, I'm sure tens of thousands of participants in some way or another. Never been, but so I've heard. What? Right, well, that's or you have the Halb dinner, which is you know, not a full fledged stuck in the classic sense, but certainly you know, it is a stuck as well if you give them money. So the tzarech tzedakah, so he's saying that they do these banquets for the needs of tzedakah. Misupakni imhu bechlal heter dvar mitzvah. I'm not sure whether that's considered a mitzvah. Me'acha shasu devasimcha ain a mitzvah be'etzim. It's not really that the Iker Su'udah is a mitzvah. Rak shehu le'esof al yidei zeh harbe anashim sheyisnadvu. It's designed to bring in donations. And therefore, we're going to get a lot of people in one room, and they're all going to encourage each other to donate more money to their cause. Aval evsher yesh lahachshev shehu ledvar mitzvah kevan shehu lechvod mekayme mitzvah tzedakah. Maybe it is considered a Su'udah mitzvah because, you know, at all these dinners, they honor people. And why do they honor them? Why do people get honored at dinners? Because they pay a lot of money. So you could say that from a cynical perspective and say, oh yeah, it's just people honoring rich people. But really, you're honoring them because of the mitzvahs that they're doing with their money, because they're donating a lot of money to a worthy cause. And you're not just celebrating some guy being rich. Saying, first of all, if you get honored at a dinner, it means not only do you have to give a lot of money, but you have to like call up all of your, you know, thousands of your nearest and dearest and try to get them to give money. So it's a big schlep to try to be honored at something. It's a big achrayis that a person's taking upon himself to try to raise the maximum amount of tzedakah money possible. So if you have a dinner honoring these people, maybe that's considered a Su'udah mitzvah as well, because it's the dinner itself is in honor of those who give tzedakah. He says, since I'm a supik, it's kedai to be machmir not to have music at them, but I'm not going to, you know, don't say anything if there are people who choose to have music at them, which, you know, nowadays is everybody. So basically, Rav Moshe is a little misupik when it comes to a regular party, a regular banquet, if there is like a little bit of a mitzvah element there. But let's say at a birthday party or at a, you know, at something else like that, so there's no element of mitzvah whatsoever. So that would be what probably what Rashi and Tosfos are referring to. Okay, just a trivia question, just for who's the only person in the Torah whose birthday is mentioned? I'll give you a hint. It's in the very end of Parshas Vayeshev. Right. What happens at the very end of Parshas Vayeshev? Yamin. Parshas Vayishlach, right? What happens at the very end of Parshas Vayeshev? What? No, at the very end of Parshas Vayeshev, they take the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Ofim out of jail. Why do they take them out of jail? In celebration of Yom Huledes Paro. So, you know, if you like birthdays, don't mention that. But if you don't like birthdays and you're at a birthday party, so and you want to get people not to like you, you can say, by the way, you know, the only person who has ever mentioned having a birthday party in the entire Torah is Paro. Anyway, okay, whatever. It's just a nice trivia question. It is a different Paro. Perhaps. right? That's the question before the Rav and Shmuel. Okay. So, right. No, don't try this at home. Okay. So this is the sheet of Rashi. So it would seem that only if there's going to be some kind of simcha biyoser, either if it's at a party or if it's in a position where you get a tremendous amount of oneg out of your music, that's when it's going to be aser. But not necessarily if it's going to be just stam background music, right? Nowadays we've become so addicted to background noise. It's become very difficult to live. I used to have a mushul. There's some poskim, you know, I don't know what you guys in particular do, but there's some poskim that talk about how do you tovel certain kalim that are electronic or electric. How do you tovel, let's say, a hot water heater or some type of... So there's a lot of different shitas as to what to do. So there is a major kula that certain poskim have, and chashuva poskim, not a joke, that they say that since the electric kli is broken if it's not plugged in, meaning it's useless if it's not plugged in, therefore it doesn't have a full din of a kli when it's not plugged in. And when it is plugged in, then you have two possible heterim. Either number one, you can view it as something which was broken and then was fixed by a Jew, so it doesn't require tevila. Or number two, you can view it as something which is only a kli if it's mechuber lekarka, if it's connected to the ground, and a kli that's mechuber lekarka doesn't require tevila either. So that's the heter that some people use, that they right. So battery power is not as good, so you can't use that cooler. But unless you buy into the first svara, that I don't know if anybody independently uses that svara, as they try at least to combine both. Again, there are other sheet decide. They say Rav Aaron Lichtenstein recommends being mafkir all of your electronic keyleen and make them into hefker. Apparently, 1 year in Gush, there was some guy tried to pull a joke on him and stole his toaster. They stole Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's toaster because he said he knew that he held it was hefker. And then after Purim, it's not stealing, I'm saying. So after Purim, he wanted to give it back, and Rav Aaron wouldn't take it back. Because, again, I don't know if it's a true story, but it's a cute story anyway. Because he wouldn't take it back, because he says, if I take it back, then the whole thing's a joke. Then it wasn't really Hefker, you know, and... I'd say, right, but he's saying, why are you giving me this toaster? Because you don't want it? He said, no, you're giving it back, because you hold it's mine. So, but if it was really Hefker, then it wasn't mine. It was just as much yours as it was mine. So if we all hold that you really have to give it back to me, then I have to be total it. So okay, whatever. So lemaisa, so what did I bring this in for? So I always used to say that halacha, that sheet and poskim, that's a mushul to today's teenager. So I said he doesn't have a shame teenager unless he's mechuber to his earbuds. So it says unless he's plugged into an iPod, he's considered broken. He's not showing. That if you're a teenager, if you're not plugged in, so then you don't have a full din teenager. And when you plug in, then you're considered a full din teenager. So that's why it's mutter for them to listen to music bisman hazeh, because they literally don't. They're not a complete individual unless they have it. So it's not for simcha baal. It's not for simcha yisera. Just the opposite. It's so they can function. Okay, but lemaisa, you know.
So when we grow up, become the rabbis.
Right, so I don't know. I'm not.
You don't want to think that.
I'm saying that. I'm not saying that lemaisa. I'm just saying that more derech malitza. Oh, anyway.
There's this one kitchen worker who I have yet to see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So now we have the sheet of the Rambam, which seems a little bit different. Let's talk about the Rambam in Hilchos Tainios, Perakei Loch Yedalit. So he writes, V'chein Gazru Shelo L'Nagin B'Klishir B'chol Minei Zemeth. So he says they made a gzera not to play any instruments and any types of songs. V'chol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir Asur L'Smoch Behen V'Asur L'Shaman Mipnei HaChurban. Right, so is there any type of song, you're not allowed to enjoy them, you're not allowed to be simcha with them, you're not allowed to hear them because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'afilu shiru b'peh al hayayin asur. And even shiru b'peh, if it's done with wine, that is asur as well. As it says, "Beshir lo yishtu yayin, ukvar nagu kol Yisrael lomer divi sishpachos oshir shel hodos lokel v'chayot zibohen al hayayin." So he throws in one major chumrah and one major kula. So he says, first of all, I'm not limiting the isser of clay niggin. I'm not limiting the isser of instruments to base on mishteh. I'm saying no. What he meant in the Gemara was that you're not allowed to play instruments anywhere. What's usser when it's ala yayin? That's talking about only shir b'peh and kal b'chomer. The mana, shekal b'chomer if you're playing instruments. But shira with instruments, that's asur everywhere. That's not just at a party. And this is, so he's learning the Gemara differently. When they ask Marukva the question, they ask Marukva, how do I know that it's asur to play music everywhere? And he answered from the second pasuk. Why didn't he answer from the first pasuk? Because the first pasuk was saying that it's asur to have shira alayayim, the pet. This pasuk is telling you that it's asur to have shira b'mana anywhere. And so where is he getting this idea from? So he's saying there's two psukim from which you can learn this din. We're going to talk about this also. There's a similar ritva in the Seches Makis that talks about how we darshan these psukim. If you have two psukim which are seemingly telling you the same isur, so one of them is telling you the more pasuk the chiddush. You always learn the more pasuk chiddush first. You don't want to say the bigger chiddush in the pasuk. And obviously these are gzeiros nidirabbanan, but the nevi'im are referring to gzeiros that were made at the times of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, what are the rabbanan going to do with this pasuk? So they're obviously going to say the smaller chiddush first. What's the smaller chiddush? Smaller chiddush is to say that shira b'mana is aser, right? The bigger, what are you going to get more simcha out of? Are you going to say that to aser, playing instruments is much bigger, you know, simcha than to sing a song stam, right? So we're going to aser that. That comes first. And then to say we're also going to aser regular singing, that's true too, but we're not going to aser regular singing stam. We're going to aser regular singing at a party, in a party environment with wine, where that type of singing will lead to tremendous simcha. Let me just try to hash this out a little bit in terms of the way I think it works. That you have three possible levels of musical entertainment. You're going to have the easiest level to understand that they're going to aser is instrument playing. That's going to be the first thing to go. So if we have a pasuk which asers that, then that's the first thing we're going to check off. If there's a pasuk that asers music, we're going to check that off. Second level is going to be singing by mouth in some sort of a party environment. And that's alluded to in the pasuk that the Mishnah in Sota, the Mishnah in Sota quotes of Bishir lo yishtu yayin, right? So that's saying we might not have known to make that chilek of verbal singing that's accompanied by wine versus not accompanied by wine. I would have just said, had I not learned these gemaras, there's two levels of singing. There's instrument singing, and then there's regular singing. But you see, the pasuk is mechalik. The pasuk seems to say that there are three levels. There's instruments, then there's singing at a party, and then there's singing stam, without any wine, without any accompaniment. And therefore, that's what's going to be usher. That's what's going to be usher based on the second pasuk. So since we have two psukim that usher it, we're going to say the smaller chiddush first, and then the next size chiddush, and we're not going to end up ushering shiru b'peh except at parties. Yeah.
What is the isur? Listen, that you can't walk. What's the reason? Is it because of the simcha you get out of it?
Yeah, for sure. Saying either the simcha that's felt at that time. All these isurim that they made because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash are because of simcha. And specifically, one could argue, Rav Moshe wants to make a similar taina, as we'll see from the Gemara in Bava Basra, that they asered things which were similar to that which went on in the Beis HaMikdash, which we know the Beis HaMikdash, if you want to talk about the real Jewish music, I don't know what it sounded like, but Jewish music was the songs of the Levim accompanied by the instruments, as they were singing the Shir Shel Yom and all the accompanying songs that went on during the bringing of the Karbanos and the Hallel that went on when they brought the Karban Pesach and things like that. That was real Jewish music. And so therefore, you could say, although it's not alluded to the Feirish in the Gemara in Bava Basra, but you could say that that's what they tried to aser when they were trying to make Xeris as to what not to do. They were trying to aser things which would remind us a little bit about what used to go on a daily basis, or at least on certain occasions in the Beis
Hamikdash.
Right, so I don't want to get into recorded music just yet, but we'll get to it hopefully soon. So, but what was the big kula that we found in the Rambam? He writes that require Nagu Kol Yisrael Lomar Divrei Shiros V'Sishbachos, or not in that lashon. Lomar Divrei Sishbachos Oshir Shel Hoda'os Lakel V'Chayotze Ben Alayayim. So there is a minig, and the Rambam seems to accept it, that if it's songs that are praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is acceptable, even al hayayin. Let's move on a little bit to the Gemara Maseches Brachos, the opening sugya in Perek Ein Omdin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So it says that they quote a story. It's picking up a little bit in the middle. Mar Brei de Ravina Avad Hilul de Brei. So Mar, the son of Ravina, made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'Rabbanan dehavu kabad chetuba. Saw that the rabbis were getting a little too happy, joking around a little too much. So what did he do? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Aisu kasa de mukra bas arba mea zuze. He took a kos shel zechuchis levana, says Rashi. So this white type of glass, this white crystal, and it was worth 400 zuz. Now, just to give you an understanding of what 400 zuz is, that's double a ksuva, or the ksuva that an Ashes Cohen would receive, right? Which is officially, I would say, that's the amount of money that a single person can use to support themselves for 2 years. So this was a very, very expensive item. The ksuva is generally understood to be the amount of money that a woman can support herself for a year on. So the very, very expensive kos, the tavar kamayo, and he broke it in front of them, the atzivu, and they got a little bit sadder. Right? They calmed down a little bit. And they go on and they say that that Reish Lakish was always makbid, never to, or one should never be mamale piv schok. One should never feel the true happiness of this world, because it says in the then when will we have a full smile on our faces? When finally the whole world says that this is all the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has done great things for us, right? Meaning in the times of Mashiach, that's when it'll be mutter to fully enjoy oneself and to have true simcha, but until that point we have to lessen the simcha a little bit. And the rush on this Gemara was a little perturbed in general, and he uses this as a nice opportunity to throw in the Mishnah and the Sechah Sota that you're not allowed to have music, and he points out that similar to the Rambam, how was it that they were having such a big party? So he quotes from the Gaonim, Hodaminon zimra befuma aser hanimili kigon negina shel ahavas adam lachavero, right? L'shevach yafe biyofio kederach shayish me'elim korin asher. Saying apparently the Arabs had such a, you know, they had drinking songs that they would sing to one another about how great they were, or you know, I don't even think he's talking about the types of lyrics that you find in the everyday song, you know, of the everyday pop song of today. I think those are, you know, different, in a different category altogether. But Avol Divrei Shiros V'Sishbachos V'Zichron Chasadim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but praises and mentionings of the Chesed of Hashem, Ein Adam Yisrael Nimna Mizos U'Minik Kol Yisrael La'Omram V'Veis Chasanim V'Veis Mishtos V'Kol Neginos V'Kol Simcha V'Lo Reinu Mishem Moche Bezos. So he says two things. He says, number one, I've never found anyone who's machmer about this. And number two, the minig is to sing them at weddings and at parties. So he seems to say that number one, it's mutter to sing songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, it is mutter to sing them at the Simchos Shal Mitzvah. Okay, so this is the Rosh and the Rambam saying that Divrei Shiros V'Sishbachos are mutter when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, I'm not telling you what that actually applies to. You know, and we'll see in the Meiri right now that a person has to have seichel when it comes to these things. The Meiri, this is in the Seches Gittin on the Gemara we did, the Meiri writes that if there is any kind of singing or kalus rosh, the tanug b'minei maichel mishta asur b'shom lo shtasheya bo, bein shena'aseh hazemer b'kleishir bein b'shira alpeh, right? Whether it's singing or whether it's actual instrumentation, the kol shekin b'makom shenoshim mitzuyos sham, and obviously if there are women there, there's nothing to talk about, v'hadavar bo lidei hergel aver, because it's going to lead people to getting accustomed to doing averus, meaning it's going to lead to greater things. It's even mutter to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a wedding or at a party. As long as anything which doesn't have pritzus in it is mutter. And the judge who's judging the situation can only go based on what he sees with his own eyes, in his own time, in his own place. Meaning you have to use seichel, which music is appropriate, which music is truly shiros v'sishbachos and has no pritzus in it, and which is going to lead to hergel aver, which is not. The afa mikros melamdim she'in neser el kishosim derech pritzus. Even these psukim that we spoke about are only talking about songs which are going to lead to some type of pritzus. V'husha amar, what does the pasuk say? Al tismach Yisrael el gil ke'amim. As I mentioned before, I was translating like the Meiri, that it's klomar kimina ga'amim. You're not supposed to rejoice like the non-Jews, meaning in a pritzusdik way. V'chein b'shir lo yishtu yayin shekol elu derech pritzus, meaning singing while drinking wine, that's a derech pritzus v'kalus roshein. Right? He says, that's what it means. That's what the Mishnah in Sota is talking about when it assers all those singing, excuse me, in a Beis HaMishnah. Okay. So this is basically what we have so far. We have Rashi and Tosos who seem to asser singing b'peh and b'mana in a Beis HaMishnah. And we have the Rambam who assers singing b'mana everywhere and singing b'peh in a Beis HaMishnah. And we have this big kula of shiros v'sishbachos l'Hashem. So this is the basic background to what we have. Just interestingly, the Mechaber in Siman Tav Kuf Samach lists off a large number of things which are usher as a zecher l'churban. I will try to get back to that when we do the Gemara in Bava Basra. But this is, so he lists off in Siman Tav Kuf Samach, v'chein gazru shlo l'nagin b'klei shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chein mashmiei kol shir l'sameach b'hem. Right? He just blanket assers it. He says that you're not allowed to have any instrument playing, similar to the Rambam. And the Ramah adds on, v'yeshomrim dafkam yisheragil b'hem, kegon ha-malachim sh'om de'mishokhman b'klei shir, o b'beis ha-mishte, v'osur l'shomam b'pnei ha-churban, right, va'afilu shir b'peal ayayin asura shnemer b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Kvar no, and then he goes with the heter of shir v'sishbachos. And so the mitzvah hakol shari. So we see that the mechaber seems to be machmer like the Rambam and the Ramah is meko like Rashi and Tosfos. It seems that one can have instrument playing outside of regular setting. Without any type of partying.
You're allowed,
it seems. Okay. So, I mean, Lemaisa, it's hard to find a situation of instrument playing that's not accompanying a party. Saying, if you want to just jam in your garage or whatever, so, okay, maybe that's the mutter. But I'm saying nowadays, the vast majority of instruments are played at parties.
What?
So what about classical music, right? So I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying that he doesn't think that there's any issue to listen to classical music because it doesn't contain any of the elements which Chazal wanted to prohibit. It doesn't really contain simcha, and it doesn't really contain pritzus, meaning it's something that you're sort of supposed to appreciate. It's not, the music, I don't know. I don't listen to classical music. I mean, obviously, everybody, when they hear, like, the famous ones can recognize that that's good music, you know? But, like, otherwise, you really have to get used to it and to really enjoy it. And obviously, once you are used to it, then you can appreciate that type of music much more than the regular pop music of today. Because let's face it, I mean, just objectively speaking, I'm sure it's qualitatively superior to what most people are used to listening to. But nevertheless, it doesn't have that same type of a simcha or holulus or pritzus accompanied by. People go to concerts, they sit in their seat and they listen to the music and they sort of drink it in, they appreciate it, you know? What? There is enjoyment, there's hanah. But right, but it's not a simcha in the sense that, like, you don't go to a chasana, like, and the first dance starts and they start playing Beethoven's Fifth or whatever, or like various classical pieces as the chasana kala comes out. What? Right, I'm saying. Right, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying they're not going to play major classical pieces and minuets and. It's been a while since I took music in college, so I don't remember what anything else is. They'll play classical music in the background.
As the ground walks down.
Right, as an accompaniment to the... I don't know. But Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel by classical music even during the 3 weeks in Sfiras Omer. He says you're allowed to listen to classical music. Okay, so that's a kasha on a maaseh, but I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that there is a chilek, as we're seeing, between the type of music, as the Meiri pointed out. It's the type of music that's going to lead to some sort of holulus and pritzus and kalos rosh. You know, if anything, classical music generally leads to COVID rosh. Person, you know, being serious and intense, as opposed to being flighty and just losing all sense of self.
And could you just say that the music of today, not pieces of stuff. What does that mean? But it's not really like enjoyment. It's not really like, wouldn't it get you like all wild and simple? Like something, you know? And wouldn't that also differ on a person?
Obviously it differs from the person, but certainly like Kumsitz music might be something which is permissible even with musical accompaniment for the same reason, you know, that it's not an issue of sadness, it's an issue that the yisod of the Kumsitz is to bring out COVID rosh, it's to bring out a seriousness in the psukim that are being sung. One thing I didn't mention, but it's also important to keep in mind, that if you use the heter of the Meiri, so then you can sing what we call nigunim. You can sing like songs where the words are simply ay ay ay, as opposed to if you use the heter of the Rambam and the Rosh, really the Iker is the words that are shiros and seshbachos like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ay 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 is not anything. I'm saying it's whatever you want it to be. I'm saying it's not. So therefore you're not going to be. You know, praising the Ribbono Shel Olam based on those nigunim. But if you use the heter of the Meiri, that you're singing a slow nigun, so then that's going to not have any priests associated. A fast nigun, depending on the situation, is obviously going to be different. You know, so you have to use seichel when it comes to those things. It's interesting, the Magen Avraham comes up, and the Magen Avraham is also in Tafkuf Samach Sivkat Yud. Magen Avraham comes up with a big chumrah, which most posts can reject, which says that it says v'nira li delo shari ela osam hashirim shenitkenu al hasuuda kigon b'shabbos. He says the only thing you're allowed to sing is Shabbos miros or Yontiv's miros or whatever, something that they made a specific takana. The minig Yisrael is not going to sing these songs. He says aval piyutim acherim aser, but you're not allowed to sing other piyutim. You can't just make up your own songs and sing those. He says it has to be something that there's a Masorah accompanying it. And L'chori, he's referring also to the Isser of singing Psukim and the Eshel Avram, Ibuchach. There's two Eshel Avrams on Shulchan Aruch. There's the Eshel Avram, which is the Prima Gadin's commentary on the Magen Avram. And there's also the Eshel Avram, which is a separate commentary in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. The Eshel Avram Ibuchach points out that this Magen Avram is only what we would call a Midas Chasidus. It hasn't been accepted at all you know, by the masses that, what? That the yisod of chassidus, the term chassidus, not in the colloquial sense, I'm saying that the halachic term chassidus is, means lifnei mishuras hadin. Lifnei mishuras hadin. A tzaddik is someone who does all the mitzvahs exactly right, and a chassid is someone who goes lifnei mishuras hadin. That's when, like when the Mesilas Yisharim starts off, yisod chassidus v'shorash avodat tmimah, chassidus, if you look in the Shara chassidus in the Mesilas Yisharim, you're talking about going lifnei mishuras hadin, trying to calculate what the ratzon Hashem would be before you even ask. That's chassidus, as opposed to, that's when we call something a midas chassidus, it means it's lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay. Just a couple of side points in terms of halacha lemaisa. So as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to be machmir for instruments all the time. The question is, what about the radio and MP3s and cassette tapes back in the day and CDs, also getting to be back in the day, right? So there's a tshuva by the Chelkas Yaakov, I believe he was, his last name was Rav Grish. He was the big posek in post-World War II Switzerland. He has very wonderful tshuvas. This tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov is Orach Chaim Siman Samach Dalad. This is in Oz Beis. He says, what do you do about listening to songs on the radio or, you know, on various, I assume he's also including other, you know, non-instrument-based music players. So he says, first of all, what am I supposed to tell you? He says, right, Avaladavoneinu ha'olam einam nisharim klal bezeh. Nobody cares about this iser of listening to music. Says Virak Chasidim Va'anshe Maisa, only people who go with the Mishur Sadin. He says, and then he goes, Umi Hitir Shari Hadvarim Anemar Mishulchan Aruch Tavkuf Samach. Who was matir anything that it says in Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Samach? Right? There are all kinds of Yisurim that hopefully we'll get to, right? That Mishim Avelis Lach Aruch Urban, right? He says, you're not allowed to build nice buildings unless you leave an Amma by Amma, what we call the Zeichel Lach Urban in the building. You have to leave one Amma unfinished. And unfinished means even without the top layer of sheetrock or lime, whatever they call it. Right? He says, women are supposed to leave off one piece of jewelry or one type of tachshit, and you're supposed to leave one course off of every meal. You know, what? No, I don't think you should, like, make it and then not serve it. But I think, what? Right. Zeichel l'churban. Right. So when you're waitering, tell them you can't bring it out because it's zeichel l'churban. Right. He quotes from the Chochmas Adam. He says, "V'ayim b'Chochmas Adam v'zeh l'shanu." Chochmas Adam writes, "V'tzarech iyan shekol zeh einog in klal." Nobody keeps any of this stuff. The Chochmas Adam says, "I don't know why nobody keeps it. There's no reason why not." You know, and also the Eifa Maklash al Rosh Hachasan, many people are not makpid to put ashes on the Rosh Hachasan in place of the keser they used to wear in the times of Beis HaMikdash. So he says, okay, maybe they're relying on Shitas Rashi and Tosfos, Dirak Beis HaMishta al Ayayin, Osher Ragil Bekach, Kiloshen HaRamah, Kigon HaMalachim, etc. So he says, maybe they're relying on Shitas Rashi and Tosfos, like the Ramah, which is not such a big thing to rely on. Ashkenazim are allowed to pass like the Ramah. Saying so that maybe they're like the Ramah, that the Ramah only answers if the Beis HaMishta. So to listen to something on the radio or an iPod or whatever, that's not a Beis HaMishta. And then he wants to go with another svar. He says, but the problem is that the Rambam answers all of it. He says, the Eish Od Svar Gedol Lahatir came in the Bishasak Zera Les or Azamra Mitama Velus Lohoya Adayana Radio Lochalak Zera. So he says, interesting, there was no such thing as a radio at the time of the Zera. So he says that there's a rule with when it comes to, and he quotes a raya from the Beis Yosef, I don't get into it, but he says, like, there is a klal that if at the time the Chazal made their gzeira, something didn't apply, even if nowadays we know that it does apply, we don't make up our own gzeiras and takanas. And therefore, if the radio, recorded music in general, didn't exist during the times of Chazal, when they made this takana, it's not our job to invent new takanas and answer things which are similar. Even though clearly it's somewhat evident to us that if Chazal would be around in our times, they would answer the radio as well. But Lamaisa, they didn't. And therefore, it's not our job to make up new takanas. So he writes at the end, he says, even though, right? So he says, Umisha Yirtza Yachulid Chosa, if you want to be Docha this svar, you certainly can. Mikol Makom Sniff Yesh, it's a sniff. It's a little bit of you know, when you're trying to find a kula, so you maybe could be mitzarif five half decent svaras, and then you get one good one. You know? Saying that's what you try to do sometimes when you're looking to be matzdik the minhag olam. People are doing it anyway. So if we could come up with a sniff lahakil, so then we'll use it. Okay, so that's the big chiddush of the Chelkis Yaakov in terms of that maybe since the recorded music wasn't around in the times of Chazal, so we're not going to ask for recorded music with manazah either. Okay, maybe. It's a new creation. It didn't exist. With live instruments, they had instruments. I'm saying, I don't know if you doubt to say, well, the electric guitar didn't exist, so they only had acoustic guitars. Right, so, or whatever. What? Yeah, I don't want to get into what microphones are. I'm saying that's a big debate in halacha, what microphones count as. Let's pretend for argument's sake that just because somebody plugged into an amplifier, it's not that different than what Chazal were trying to make their gzeir on, as opposed to recorded music where there's no zecher even to the instrument that it came from. It's like a new thing altogether. So then that's what he wants to make. Rav Moshe does not accept this. No one else really accepts this. In fact, there are those poskim who want to go in the opposite extreme. There are those poskim who want to go in the opposite extreme, which is most notably, there's a Shaul and Chuvas Oz Nidbaru. Shaul and Chuvas Oz Nidbaru was by Rav Binyamin Zilber, where he wants to asser recorded voices, like what they call the Sphira albums. But he wants to asser a cappella stuff that's recorded. He's saying, because what's the definition of an instrument? An instrument is a kli that you use to bring forth musical sounds. So now you have your MP3 player or you have your radio, and yes, the source of the musical sound was a voice. But now that it's been put into a kli, this MP3 player is now a kli that produces musical sounds. And what would be the difference between that and a strumming on a guitar? There's no dafka din in strumming on a guitar or playing a piano. He's saying it's dafka, the fact that it's a kli that's electronically producing musical sounds, like a keyboard. Would somebody say that a keyboard's not considered live music because it's not a string that's being hit with a hammer inside a piano that's dafka producing a certain thing? I don't think anybody would claim such a svara. So he says also something which originates in a voice is not necessarily considered to be recorded voices, rather it's a new chetza altogether. It's basically taking the exact svara of the Chelkis Yaakov and flipping it on its head and saying that you're right, because this thing didn't exist at the time, it's a regular instrument. And therefore, no matter what you recorded on it, if it makes musical noises, that counts as an instrument. Okay, so that's the svara lahachmir over there, and you have Rav Moshe has the middle ground svara where he writes that if it's recorded music, then it's music. If it's recorded voices, then it's voices. So you can't take a voice and turn it into music. But recorded music is music. And it's the same sound you're getting out of the MP3 player as you would have gotten out of the instrument. Sometimes it's even better because it's into the studio and they've mixed it and they've done all these things. So therefore, recorded music, it has the same status as music as well. Okay, these are also, by the way, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, has the same svara as Rabbi Yamin Zilber in the Oz Nidbaru. Rav Vosner's tshuva is in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Rav Moshe has a bunch of tshuvas. One is in Orach Chaim Dalet, Simen Chaf Aleph, Orach Chaim Dalet, Simen Kuf Yud Beis. And the big Rav Moshe's tshuva, there he talks a lot about music, is in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph, the one I had on the Maror Makomos there, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Vav. So what about the 3 weeks? What about the 9 days? So as we've mentioned before, really, there is no difference in halacha between the 3 weeks and the rest of the year. So one could argue that, well, since we're not makbid the rest of the year, we shouldn't be makbid during the 3 weeks and the 9 days either. What's the difference? Ein achinami, except that Rav Moshe writes, and Rav Avadi Yosef writes like this, and the Mishnah Brura includes this as well. I'll tell you where the Mishnah Brura is. The Mishnah Brura is talking in Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkat and Tez Zayin, where the Mishnah Brura says where it talks in the Shulchan Aruch about you're allowed to get engaged, you're allowed to have an Erusin, as long as there's no accompanying party. So the Mishnah Brura is talking about you're not allowed to have any kind of singing or dancing at that party. It says, V'al kol panim b'mei asfiro b'ein ha-metzarim. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong thing. But Asr Lasos Rikudin Umacholos Niyud Zayin Betamuz Ve'elach Afilu Below Erisin. Right, you're not allowed to have any dancing or instruments from Shivasar Betamuz, even if there's no accompanying Erisin. Meaning, if with Erisin, so that's within a party. Right, he's saying even if there's no Erisin, you're not allowed to have any Rikudim Macholos. So I don't know why people don't quote this Mishnah Berurah more frequently. Everyone always says there's no Makor in any standard Halacha Svarim. Mishnah Berurah, you know, although it's a modern sefer, is a standard Halacha sefer, and he does write that you're not allowed to have Rikudin and Macholos between Shivasar Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadi Yosef, all of the, you know, Kemat Kulam Ke'echad, they aser all music, as I mentioned, with the possible Heter B'Chelkas Yaakov for recorded music. But they aser, they say, and Rav Moshe basically says, as does Rav Avadi Yosef, that, oh yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, as Rav Moshe, as does Rav Avadia, saying that there's definitely more grounds to be machmer during the 3 weeks for anything that's zecher l'churban than there is all year round. So he's saying, don't say the svara, well, since we don't care all year round and we never really accepted that svara, so then we're not going to accept it during the 3 weeks either. He says, that's not so. He says, it's bad enough that nobody's machmer all year round, but kal v'chomer should be machmer during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. And Rav Avadia writes that and certainly there's more grounds to be machmir. He doesn't dafka care about the 3 weeks per se because he's Sephardi, but he's saying that is dafka more. No, I'm saying Sephardim only keep really Sephardim only keep Shua Shechavo, but they do have a minig for the 9 days also. But Rav Avadia says that certainly the 9 days are much more machmir than the Yemei Sefiras HaOmer. You know, so one is not machmir during the Yemei Sefiras HaOmer should still be machmir during the 9 days. For anything that's Zecher L'Churban. Let's just, so to me, I always assume that it's not that people are relying on the Ramah, it's not that people are relying on Shiras HaShishbachos. I always assume that it's like the Gemara in Maseches, Bava Basra, and Dasamach HaMebeis, we'll wrap it up with this, where it says, Tanu Rabbanim, Kishachar of Abayis, Bishniya, Rabu Prushin B'Yisrael, Shalo Lechol, Basar, Mishalo Lishtos Yayim. Right, people decided that they did not want to eat meat and drink wine. Nitba lahem, Rabbi Yeshua amar lahem b'ni mifneima iatem ochlim baser iatem shos. Yain amar lahem nochal baser shimenem akribim agabi mizbech va'achshav batal. Right, so he says what they used to bring korbanos of baser. They used to bring misach hayayin, and we're going to sit here eating meat and drinking wine. We can't do it. He says amar lahem kim lechem lo nochal shekvar batal menachas. And now you don't have any korban mincha, or also lechem upon him. So he says, you shouldn't eat any more bread. Efshir b'peiris. Okay, we'll just eat fruits and vegetables. They didn't eat vegetables, just fruits. What do you mean? What about bikurim? So he says, all right, we'll eat other peiris that weren't brought as bikurim. Well, you're not allowed to drink water because it was nisachamayim. Okay, so they said, fine. We'll put a stop to it. Right, and then they got on. So amalan b'ni bovram omer lachem shalolis abo ko ikar. I can't tell you not to do any avelus. Right? Right, because there was a gzeira that you have to have avelus, but to have too much avelus you can't have. Shein goes in gzeira al tzibur elam came rov tzibur yachol and lamud bo. Right, but it has to be something that people can actually do, and therefore kacham ruchachanin sod osam as beso besidu mishayer bo davar muad v'kama amar of Yosef ama al ama make a zeicha lechurban when you build a building of one ama keneged a pesach osa adam kol tzar chesudu mishayer davar muad. A person should make all of the needs of the Seuda, and he should leave over something small. What's something small? Kasa d'harsana, this what they used to serve an appetizer, a fried fish. So, osa isha kol tachshitel, mishayeris davar muat. Should leave out the appetizers. In other words, in their society, the minig was to have this appetizer, and we won't have the appetizer. So he says, also, women should leave off one type of jewelry or one type of makeup. Right, and all as we say, Yemeshkechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak Lashoni Lechiki Begomer Mayal Rosh Simchasi Ze Efer Makla Shebarosh Chasanim. This is talking about the ashes that are placed on the forehead in the Makam HaTfilin of the Chosn. V'cholam Esabel Yerushalayim Zoche V'roa B'Simchasa. And anyone who has the proper avelus for Yerushalayim will be Zoche to see the Simcha. So what I would say is that I think the Iker reason why people were never makabel, or people are currently not makabel not to listen to music during the rest of the year, either like the Ramah, that they hold that it's mutter to have it outside of any parties, but Lamaisa were not makbid by parties either. So I think it's just based on the same yisod that the Gemara is outlining, that it's exerish ein rov atzibri chol namabba. Since today's society we live with recorded music, that music is so abundant and it's everywhere, that everyone would walk around depressed, everyone would walk around in state of difficulty. I don't know about that. I mean, anything gets people dancing, gets people enjoying, so certainly that is considered music. You might not like it, but it's still music. I'm saying it's certainly, we have plenty of Jewish music that's begeder, music that's considered preetzus according to the Meiri, and it's certainly considered simcha according to all, you know. So Rav Emanuel Feldman in one of his books once noted that when he went to a Jewish wedding, he's very good. His articles happen to be excellent. Besides, I'm sure he's good at everything. But Lamaisa, he wrote in one of his articles when he went to a Jewish wedding and he listened to some of what passes for modern music. He said, "He says the words are the words of Yaakov, but the beat is the beat of Esav." So he said that the idea that we have nowadays, we just can't live without it, Lamaisa. We can't, like I said about the teenager before. That I think that's the ikur hefta that people are being selmech on, that they just can't live without their music, and therefore it would be misabel yosemidai. What I would ask you to think about, and this is my own opinion, so I'm not saying it's authoritative, but I'm saying what I would ask you to think about is, you know, that when you're in the middle of the 3 weeks of the 9 days, and you're supposed to be misabel on Yerushalayim, because certainly we want to be zocha b'roa b'simchasa. Right? If you're in a situation where someone is telling you this is mutter, it's okay, it's no big deal, you know, ask yourself this. If I was in the middle of, you know, like Rav Soloveitchik wanted to be medame the 3 weeks to Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the 9 days to Shloshim, and then Tisha B'Av is like Shiva itself. Ask yourself this. If God forbid, you know, it's not God forbid, because Be'ezras Hashem, you should be zocha to live your lives ala seder, the children do bury their parents, and not chas v'shalom, vice versa. So one day, when you're very old, and your parents are even much, much older, when you bury your parents, you know, are you going to want there to be this type of activity going on when you're sitting shiva? You're going to want this activity going on during your shloshim, during your Yud Beis Chodesh? You're going to be looking, running around looking for coolers all the time, how to be mechabed your parents? So why should the Beis HaMikdash be any less? Why should we look for all kinds of coolers in Heterim to say that we don't have to be mazkir the churban? I understand for children, for other situations. Rav Moshe writes that since it's avelus derabim, it's kedai, if you have a child that's a gil achinuch, you should be mechanech them. But I don't think it's really the biggest place to look for coolers. We've already taken upon ourselves enough coolers when it comes to zecher lechurban that we ignore all kinds of dinim. But this is something where there's a noticeable difference in our lives because we have so much music and because we have so much simcha in our lives. It's a noticeable difference that we can create to make a hecker that the Beis HaMikdash is not with us. And hopefully if we show the proper respect for the Beis HaMikdash, we will be Zolcha V'Rol B'Simchas. Okay, everybody have a good day.